today. They're my leaders, my light workers, my peeps, and my lovers of growth. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It. I am your host, Erin Deal, and today we're getting real about something that makes everybody's armpit sweat a little. Okay, right now I'm applying a really strong anti-perspirant. Layoffs. We're going to go there. Yep. And I don't want you to worry because today we are bringing our signature humor, our heart, and our human first approach to guide you through it. This month's theme, June, we are talking about all about working through uncertainty. This is coming out in June of 2025, no matter when you're listening to this episode. And no, we are not just talking about it. We are walking this with you. So before we dive in, let's do what we do. All right, right now, out loud, I want you to just say your name. Ready? One, two, three. Here we go. Say it out loud. I want you to now describe a word that describes how you are showing up today. So let's just say I said Erin. Now the word that I'm going to use to show up today is energy. Okay, that's what came to mind. Now, I want you to literally shake it out. I want you to take your limbs. You hear my bracelets dangling. I want you to shake out your hands, shake out your wrists, shake out your arms, and let's do the feet. Get the feet in there, get the foot in there, because this is going to be one of those episodes that might stir up some feelings. So I wanted us to shake it out a little bit before we jumped right in. So now that you're feeling a little loose, got the blood flowing, let's jump on in to today's episode. So here is the honest truth. We are seeing in the news headlines about layoffs everywhere. I just read today that IBM is replacing their HR department with AI, literally robots. And now it could be anywhere from tech giants to startups, but whether it's happening in your organization or it's happening around your organization, or you're just bracing for impact, you are likely feeling that knot in your stomach. And if you are a people leader, that pressure multiplies. How do you lead through this uncertainty without becoming a robot? Or worse, shattering the trust with your team. So what today's episode is about is not how to avoid layoffs, but it's how to navigate them with empathy, with integrity, and courage. So listen up, my peeps. If you've had to make a tough call recently or you're scared one's coming, I see you. This episode is not here to shame you. It is here to equip you. And I want to call you in right now. You, my peep, you have a choice. You can either hide behind corporate lingo and canned emails, or you can lean into the discomfort. You can lead with your heart, and you can model human leadership. You can show what human leadership looks like at its core, especially right now when times are hard. So if you are still here with me, I know you are in that second group. Let's go. So here are your 7 leadership tips to stay human during layoffs. Tip number 1, communicate early and often. So y'all know I like to give you some data because y'all leave or you live and you lead and you do all the things with your head and with your heart. I'm a person who learns with my heart. Some people need the data to back it up. So if you're a person that learns with your head, listen up. I got you, boo. Okay. So according to a 2023 Edelman Trust Barometer report, 63% of employees say frequent and transparent communication from leadership builds trust even when the news is bad. So don't wait until the last second. Don't wait until the decision has been made. Uncertainty grows in silence. My dad used to say the silence is deafening. That was more because when I left the house, I was a really loud human. Things were different. This is really true in the workplace. Silence is deafening. The silence grows. So share what you do know, what you don't know, and how you are actively working through the unknown. Being transparent, I promise you, will go such a long way. No matter what, if that team member leaves, they will remember how you made them feel. So here's an example. You could say to your teammate, let's call him Susan. That's always my hypothetical example. Hey, Susan, here's what we're evaluating right now. Nothing is final, but we're committed to sharing updates weekly. I'll get back to you next week. That is transparency and it's humanity. You're sharing what you know. You're not giving final information because nothing is set in stone, but you are giving that team member the decency of human contact. So that is tip number one, communicate early and often. Tip number two, don't let HR be the sole messenger. Now, here's the deal. I know that I have so many talent dev, L&D, HR peeps listening to the Workday Playdate podcast. I see you. I know y'all, and I love you. And y'all got a hard job, and I don't envy you. And some days I'm like, dang, HR needs to be paid the same amount as a doctor because y'all are literally solving problems and giving out medicine and prescriptions all day long. But here's the deal. According to data, because you need this, a Harvard Business Review study found that employees are 70% more likely to remain engaged after a layoff if direct managers are involved in delivering the news and follow-up. So let me say this for free. I get it. This stuff is hard. You're talking about people's livelihood. You're talking about people's health insurance. You're talking about people's identity to their career. This stuff is hard and it's hard to say, but hiding behind an email or letting HR take the heat, it leaves your team feeling abandoned. You literally don't have to have all the answers. You are not ChatGPT, first and foremost. You are a human being. You don't have to have all the answers, but you do have to be present. So here's an example. Let's say you host a team huddle, even a short one, after a major announcement and you invite conversation. So let's say a major announcement from leadership has been made to the firm, you know layoffs are coming. You literally aren't just saying to the team, hey, I'm here. You are literally showing them by showing up. Don't hide, show. People will remember how you made them feel, especially in the hard moments. Show up and don't let it be HR carrying all the weight. Number three, get ahead of myself. I'm getting excited. And know when I'm talking to you like I'm your big sister. I am a big sister. I'm just bossy. I have a younger brother. So know that that's like where I'm coming from. But I'm also giving the tough love and I'm also giving you the real deal right now because this, I'm going to just swear. So hide your kids, put your earmuffs on. This shit is hard. It's hard. And I've had to let people go. I have been a part of layoffs. I have honestly never been laid off myself. Now, as an entrepreneur, I've literally been told no by many people, but I have witnessed layoffs happening in large organizations that we work with. I've witnessed people being laid off that I know. I've been a part of laying off people. It just sucks. It just sucks. So make the human human. Humanize it. Number three. Acknowledge emotions, all of them. So let the people be mad. Let the people be sad. Let them feel numb. Let them be relieved. I am literally Mel Robbins saying, let them. If you've not read her book, The Let Them Theory, this is such a prominent just call to that book. Let them feel the feels. Maybe they might even feel relieved. And know that it is not your job to fix it. It is just your job to validate it, to acknowledge their feelings. So for example, you could say something like, I know this is a hard moment and however you're feeling is valid. I'm not rushing you through this. What can I help you do right now? Just acknowledging, just being there, just showing up. Again, showing up is huge. And there's some data behind this. Emotions drive behavior more than logic in times of uncertainty. And that comes from a McKinsey & Co. study in 2022. Emotions drive behavior more than logic. And a lot of times when people hear the news about layoffs, this just gets into science. And again, I don't have a PhD, but I do have a few letters after my last name. Aaron Deal, PhD, pretty huge deal. I do talk about this in one of my keynotes. I talk about how when we say words out loud or when we have thoughts in our brain that are negative, we're activating our fear center, which is the amygdala, which is where fight, flight, or freeze happens. So typically when somebody is going through a layoff or they hear about a layoff, they're activated. They are in that fight, flight, or freeze mode. They eagerly want to beat somebody up, or they're just like standing there like a deer in headlights, or they want to run. So know that every emotion that that human is feeling is validated, and it is up to you to do that validating. Tip 4. Treat the people who are departing with respect. And there is some data from Forbes that says that companies that offer outplacement support and genuine recognition see a 45% higher boomerang employee return rate. Boomerang, that's a hard word to say. So a higher boomerang employee return rate. Outplacement support. I actually have a good friend of mine who works at a really great outplacement firm. So if you are looking for one, let me know. I'd be happy to connect you. So let's just say this. Your brand isn't just about how you show up to customers. It's how you show up when people leave. That's why Glassdoor exists. When people leave an organization, so many feelings are at stake. So many lives are honestly at stake. Livelihoods, health benefits, all of the things. So when you offer some type of respect or some type of support to a human after a layoff has been made, it goes such a long way. So you could write a handwritten note. You could highlight their contributions in a Slack thread or have a goodbye Zoom for them. Or you can offer to write them a LinkedIn endorsement or introduce them to 4 people you know on LinkedIn in industries that they're looking to go into, or make a connection request. It is small things, but big dignity. And I got to tell you a story about this full circle. A wonderful client of mine, and I'm just going to call her out, Lori. Her name is Lori. Lori was a client of mine at a company that she worked at before 2020. And I loved Lori. I was introduced to her from an amazing person who listens to this show regularly, Kim Magnus. Shout out to Kim if you're listening. And Lori was just a person that I really enjoyed chatting with. She was a single mom. She was a wonderful leader, and her leadership shined through in how her team interacted with us during the workshop. She showed up in the workshop with her brilliant leadership, and it just was a memorable client and team to work with. So I found out that Lori got laid off in about 2021 when the pandemic was in full effect, and just stayed in contact with her over LinkedIn. And I checked in with her regularly, and I was just like, "How you doing, Lori?" Just pure love for a human being. That was it. And I introduced her to several people I knew in the tech space. And guess what? Lori got placed at a company you might know called Amazon in 2022, I believe. We had a conversation, and I'll never forget it, because she said, "Erin, I'm here. I've got this new role here at AWS. And I'll never forget the kindness that you showed me during one of the hardest times of my life. And I got to tell you, you paid it forward to me. I'm going to pay it forward to you. I'd love for you to be one of our keynote speakers at our Women of the Cloud event." And I got to tell you, I got to work with Lori and 800 of my closest friends at Amazon Web Services in New York at the Javits Center, literally at the Javits Center. It was one of the most populated keynotes I had done at that time. And guess what? Amazon Web Services is now one of my top clients. I have so many great relationships. And it was all because I wasn't the one doing the layoff, but I saw a friend in need and I reached out to her and gave her some love and support during a really tough time. So all of that to say, the boomerang effect goes always, whether it's somebody being laid off at your organization or it's somebody you know who's going through a layoff. People will remember how you've helped them in moments where they needed it most. Now, we're getting to tip number 5. Tip number 5, you are going to double down on the stay conversations. So here's some data for you. A Gallup report says that employees are 59% less likely to look for a new job if they feel that their manager genuinely cares about them. They are 59% likely to look for a new job if they feel cared for. So here's the deal. Don't just check in with your team once a day and call it a day. Create space to ask, how are you doing really? Not just how you doing, but how you doing really? And what would make you feel more supported right now? Those examples literally can go such a long way. You can also schedule regular 15-minute pulse chats with your team members weekly for the next month. Don't talk about the project, talk about the person. So for the people that haven't been affected for the layoffs in your organization, this 15 minutes can literally make or break them staying with your organization. Because when layoffs happen, culture is generally affected. So these 15-minute touch points where you're just talking human to human can go a long way, especially if you're in a hybrid work environment or you work remote. Man, I have to tell you, I check in with my team every Monday. We added 15 minutes to our Monday meeting just to catch up. And we're a small team internally. So like, it's just us catching up, hearing about the weekend, hearing how everyone's doing. And I got to tell you, I learned so much about the humans behind the work in those meetings. And I share things too. And it goes a long way for creating culture, especially in this hybrid world. So let's get to it. Tip number six. We're almost to seven. Tip six is let people help shape what's next. So a study, again, I'm giving you that science and that data. MIT Sloan Management Review from 2022 says that employees with a sense of agency during change are 2.5 times more resilient. Employees with a sense of agency during change are 2.5 times more resilient. So after a team layoff, ask your team, what's one thing we can let go of? Where should we focus our energy in this next chapter? Allowing them to take part in the conversation is huge so that when goals are accomplished, everybody feels a part of the solution and everybody feels like they contributed. So a great example is use our cadence of yes and that we do here at Improve It. And you can run a collaborative brainstorming session where people vote on top three focus areas. The caveat is if you want to add an idea to somebody else's idea, you have to say yes and to the idea before them. So that collaborative brainstorm session can go pie in the sky. You can get really big and then you can narrow it down to top three focus areas. But together, you're co-building the quote unquote new normal and you're allowing everybody to feel a part of the solution. Finally, Number seven might be my favorite one. Take care of yourself too. Because you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't fill somebody's tea kettle if your kettle is dry. I want you to have a coach. Coaches have coaches. I want you to journal. I want you to scream in your car. You are leading humans as a human, okay? You deserve to have self-care too. So here's an example. You could block 15 minutes every Friday for your own uncertainty check-in and just check in with yourself. Find a quiet space, grab a journal, ask yourself, what's weighing on me? What small win can I celebrate? So there's a report from LinkedIn Workforce from 2024 that says burnout amongst managers is up 24% since 2022. And that's no surprise, we've all felt the weight of the past 5 years coming out of the pandemic, figuring out how to work in this hybrid work environment, navigating the new normal, lots of uncertainty with things going on in the world. So just know you deserve those 15 minutes. In fact, you don't deserve them. It's your birthright. Okay? Check in with yourself. Okay, peeps, quick pause here. If you are nodding along and thinking, yes, but my team really needs this too, I've got just the thing for you. our signature Working Through Uncertainty workshop is a 2-hour interactive experience, and it's available virtually for up to 50 people for 90 minutes or in person for up to 100 people for 2 hours. Now, during this session, we will guide your team through improv-based exercises and reflective prompts that help them manage stress, make confident decisions in chaos, and build serious adaptability muscles. It's playful, it's powerful, and it's exactly what your team needs to not just survive, but thrive through change. If you want to learn more, head to learntoimproveit.com. That's www.learntoimproveit.com, or click the link in the show notes to learn more. Okay, let's get back to the show. Okay, peeps, before we wrap up, I just want to leave you with this. Change is inevitable. Humanity is optional. But when you lead with heart, that's when trust, loyalty, and resilience rise. Now, you know, I got to give you some homework. This week, I want you to have one genuinely human moment with somebody on your team. Maybe it's a check-in. Maybe it's a compliment. Maybe it's a shared coffee and no agenda. Then ask yourself, did I show up as the leader I want to be led by? Did I show up as the leader I want to be led by? And if you're ready to bring these conversations into your organization, let us help. We'll meet you in the messy middle with laughter, tools, and a whole lot of heart. You can call us anytime or reach out to us at learntoimproveit.com. And if today's episode moved you again, please leave a review. Tell me in the comments what you liked, what you want more of on iTunes or Spotify. We would love 5 stars to help bring more people to this play date. You know what I'm going to say? Keep improving, keep failing, and remember that every workday is a play date waiting to happen. I'll see you next time.